Taylor's just my mute mom, as if she tells me to mute. Like a mom.
Yeah,
every
you gotta figure
week.
It out.
I'm sorry, I'm doing my
every
best.
Every time you come back to air, you're muted on one or you're not muted on either. I can tell you something for free, though. Charles is on the nice list. There's no doubt about it. Charles Davis is head of the nice list. Eh? Can nobody hear me?
I can hear you.
Nobody just felt like you interacting with me.
Well, you were coming in very quiet, and I thought you were introducing our next guest.
Yeah, okay. I'll just talk to myself all day.
No, you're talking to Charles.
I got disconnected.
Okay.
We were just.
Okay.
I was just giving you space. You mentioned Charles. Charles is on the line. I thought you were about to howl around with our guy.
Charles, no doubt, has always been the top of the nice list every year around the holidays. And our BFF of the show, Charles, NFL on CBS color analyst, calling Buffalo at New England this Sunday. Not that I care at all about the outcome of that game. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Ailish, I think you were coming in a little bit like Haley Wickenhauser, coming in nice and quiet, silently, but
that's
deadly.
Right.
And that kind of threw him off. You didn't come in like, you know, you didn't come in Cammy Granado and just scatter bodies all over the place. So anyway, wow. All that being said, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all. And quick question for all of you. Christmas music. Are you the old school Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Ella Fitzgerald? Or are you more the modern Mariah Carey, et cetera? Which way do we go?
Mariah Carey, no question. Also, I feel as though every time you come on here that now I'm starting to wonder if our friendship is on the up and up, and that you do hockey so often that, and you know that Sportsnet's the home of hockey, that secretly you're auditioning to be like, hey, I'd like to get on the call list for some of these games, all right? I know my stuff.
Please.
I think I should be able to jump into the booth. I think I should be able to get a crack. And you know what? We're going to advocate for it.
I know my lane.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe you should do it.
I know my lane. I just want to be able to sit at the table post post game.
Yeah. Okay.
And be able to participate in the conversation, not necessarily just listen and down the line. You know? I wanna be a part of it, but not out front, because I'm not supposed to be out front. Out front is where you guys are. Where I wanna be is back there going, yeah, I agree with that, or I disagree, and maybe not sound like, you know, that interloper who just read it out of a book, you know, the night before. That's all I'm trying to do. I know my lane.
I'm worried for our friendship now, though, if Team Canada beats Team USA at the Olympics, which is definitely going to happen, because our women's team is definitely going to win. Sorry.
Yeah, listen. Our friendship's going to survive it, because you got the competition is fierce, and the competition is excellent, and we've had our share here north, yes, you know, south of the border. So we've done pretty well. Our friendship will survive. Absolutely, it will survive. Okay.
Just to quickly answer your question about music, I'm definitely more old school. Bing Crosby is like the go-to in my household. Yeah, I just think it's very timeless, and I think that it just, like, Christmas is an old tradition, and I think that that music kind of fits better than, not to say that I don't like Mariah Carey. I think she's wonderful, but I think there's too many like pop renditions of old songs, and I like the old school stuff. That's on me.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Bing Bongsby.
You know?
Yeah.
No sell on the Bing Bongsby. Come on.
Yeah.
I liked it. What about you, Charles?
I lean towards the old school, but Mariah Carey, you know, let's face it, it went like quadruple platinum for a reason. Mm-hmm. It just hits. I mean, I can't help it. I hear it, and I want to hear it again and again and again and again. It's just the way I am. But I do kind of draw the line at pentatonics, so I'm not crazy.
Yeah,
about
no
that.
Way, no way. Right. I bet you have a sneaky good singing voice. Actually, I bet Charles is like sneaky.
No,
good.
No. I'm kind of like that commercial with Ernie Johnson and Shaq and Shaq singing in the shower, and Ernie says it is true. Everyone does sound better in the shower. I'm that guy. I think I told you before, my choir teacher in high school said, you will be in the choir, but you will not sing.
Oh, yeah.
You will just lip sync everything. Right. So that is a true story, and it holds true today. I didn't get better with age, I will tell you that.
So we know you sound good calling a football game, though, and you do have both Patriots. You do have both Patriots, and wow, boy, oh boy. So I'm just going to start with this. Ailish is becoming a huge Patriots fan. Tell her about her Patriots.
No, I'm not.
Her Patriots this game, because she is. Every week, Charles, we come into the studio, and Ailish wants to talk about the Pats and how she respects them and how Bill Belichick should win Coach of the Year and Mac Jones Offensive Rookie of the Year. She loves the Patriots. She's secretly becoming a fan. She went to college in New England. Like, it's just, there's a lot of evidence supporting the Ailish loves the New England Patriots. And now, if you could just maybe help her or just close the deal and give her one last reason as to why, you know, you think the Patriots are going to win this football game.
JB Blake, that lump of coal's headed right for your stocking, isn't it? I mean, I just love what you did that. That was smooth, very smooth. I thought Ailish was one of the ones who was helping chop down the billboard that's outside of Foxborough that talks about how great the Bills fans are. So all that being said, what's interesting is in doing my homework, I could get caught up with a million statistics, right? Vin Scully, the greatest baseball announcer ever, his stats were off the charts, right? You know, and JB comes to bat, and it's a Tuesday here in July. And on this Tuesday, on this date, exactly 33 years ago, at exactly this time, and he would have a stat for it. And I'd go, how does he do that? And how? And where does all this come from? Well, football's starting to get a little bit like that. We're nowhere close to baseball. But, you know, there's stats for everything now. You know, when this guy's in the game, they do this. And they're 41% of the time they're in this formation. Well, I'm going to take the stats and just kick them to the curb. This game, to me, is much more about Buffalo making an adjustment if New England wants to play the game the way they did last time. Because, you know, with all the wind and everything else, it's understandable New England ran it 46 times. But in order to run it 46 times, you have to be permitted to run it 46 times, meaning you have to have success running the football. And they did, 222 yards. Well, you go back and watch the game, Buffalo really didn't change up on defense very much. They didn't start bringing in more heavy sets. They didn't crowd the line of scrimmage as much. They stayed with their base set, which is five defensive backs. And New England said, okay, fine, we'll just keep doing what we do. I don't see any way possible that, one, they're going to run it 46 times because the wind won't be blowing 50 miles an hour. But if they have success running it again, Buffalo will make the change up. I think they'll make the change up from the beginning. I think this ball game is going to come down to Buffalo saying, we'll put as many people in the box. JB, Blake, Ailish, get in the box if you want to as well, to slow down the run game. And we want to prove this rookie, make that rookie prove himself right. Meaning, can he, Mac Jones, throw us out of this and beat us over the top? But it has to come down to them slowing down the run to begin with. And you look at these defenses. Remember I said I'm kicking ranks to the board, to the curb? How about this, guys? These defenses are ranked number one in total defense, Buffalo Bills in the league. Number three in total defense, New England Patriots in the league. Rush defense, 16th and 24th. This could be interesting. And remember, Buffalo doesn't like to run the football. Will Brian Daboll change up on that as well? But I do think it comes down to New England running it, trying to run it like they did last time, although not quite as intense. But Buffalo's got to make them throw the football, because otherwise we'll have a repeat of what we had last time. And even then, the final score is 14-10, and Buffalo had three opportunities inside the red zone down the stretch and only got a field goal out of it.
So, Charles, I know you were kicking the numbers to the side, but just to follow up on your defensive ranks there for Buffalo and New England, they're also 1-2 by defensive DVOA. So if we want to get into the weeds with some of the more statsy stuff, they're right at the top there. I guess my question from what you just answered, and that tees up the game so well, but let's say Buffalo does adjust like that and it doesn't go well for them and New England still runs the ball effectively and they can't beat the Patriots. What does that say about where the Bills are and what needs to happen next? Because I can't imagine, even if they sneak into the playoffs, if New England shows the script like that against them again, you know, confidence for a playoff win is going to be pretty low. Do you think it then also says something about Sean McDermott and his staff if they can't figure this team out twice in short order?
I don't know that it says as much about that as it will just say that this is not a team equipped to play that way versus a team that's committed to doing it. And here's the thing. If we all just sit there and analyze how many teams are going to be that committed to running the football in the league, how far do we get on our fingers like we're in high school counting up our math?
Indianapolis,
not very many, right?
That's about it. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not very many. So you don't run into this issue very often. So you can get into the playoffs and not be great at something and still be fine if the matchup doesn't dictate it. Okay? I'll give you a quick example. The Colts, when they won their Super Bowl with Peyton Manning and crew, remember how we always said that team was built to play with a 14-0 lead, that's how their defense was? Bob Sanders was like the key to that defense. Bullet Bob at strong safety. Gave up his body for the game. Probably lasted about two or three seasons less because he was so – I mean, that dude was throwing his body around in run game. They played Jacksonville late in that season. Jacksonville ran for like 377 yards in that game. And everybody said, oh, my God, they are dead. There's no way they can stop anyone. They won the Super Bowl because they didn't run into another team like that. And – Sanders didn't play in that game, and then he made it back for the playoffs and shored up their run defense. So I'm not ready to get that far yet. Matchups to make the fight, and that's what we're looking for. And there just aren't many teams that are going to sit there and just pound away at it like that.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about teams that we think could be top contenders to maybe, you know, make a push for the Super Bowl. And the reason that JD and Blake are teasing me about the Patriots is because I have some respect for them and I think that they have that opportunity. But my biggest question mark is Mac Jones able to stand out in a moment like that? And I guess this opportunity now against the Bills is maybe that chance for him to actually win a game. Do you think that this opportunity for him upcoming is the chance for him to kind of solidify that he can be the big QB they need and like going down the stretch here into the Super Bowl?
Well, I have to admit, this is one of the reasons I'm very excited to be the fourth member with you guys, because when we talk on a weekly basis, a lot of what we talk about does come out in the game or it's at the top of the list for us. And that's something we're kicking around about how we're going to come on air and what we might do in the pregame show, because I think that's what this game's going to come down to, as you guys keep getting us back to. Mac Jones. When he's had those big games, it hasn't been because he's had to carry the team. He's been a piece of it, and it's been able to emerge in a big way because they've done so many other good things. Remember the Cleveland game? Ramondre Stevenson came in and played really well along with Damian Harris, and they ran the heck out of it. The Jets game earlier this year when they ran the heck out of it, I think they had four rushing touchdowns in that ball game. Even J.J. Taylor had a rushing touchdown or two. Yet he threw for over 300 yards. When they're able to do that off of the run game, boom. But what if you have to throw it? And remember, last Saturday night against Indianapolis, the most throws in his career and the least amount of success. In fact, struggled for about three quarters. The last quarter, he showed all of us something, because I thought Mac Jones was pretty darn good. Heck, they got the 20-17. Before losing 27-17. So I think that he burns for the chance to show that he's not that piece where he has to be carried along. But the way New England has the most success is when he doesn't have to do that. So that's why we're all very curious. Can Buffalo make him the focal point, as Indianapolis did their best to do and did really for three quarters of the game? Can Buffalo do it for four quarters and then walk home and say, okay, did he beat us or did he not? That's where the question has to be answered.
Yeah, I don't think he's won them a game, as in it's been all on his shoulders, other than maybe that Chargers game. He was really, really good in that Chargers game.
He was excellent in that game. He was.
And he's had some good games, obviously, but you're right. That's the biggest thing about this Bills matchup that we keep doing that I find kind of almost comical is, yeah, there's not those wins. This isn't going to be that game. We never see games like that. So learning something from it outside of the Patriots out-toughed the Bills and the Bills took it in a very, very personal way, I'm not sure there is a lot that we could extrapolate from it. The only thing really is what you just said, Charles, is we still don't see Mac Jones as a proven commodity. We haven't seen him be that guy in a big spot. There is just, however, a part of me that wonders if Bill Belichick is gaming this almost like the NBA, where you don't flip the switch until the playoffs, and all of a sudden come playoff time, the Patriots are not going to be a run-first identity. They're just going to be throwing the ball over all over the yard, and they're just going to completely change the playbook. Like, that's how much confidence I have in that Patriots coaching staff, is there's part of me that goes, I don't really know what Mac Jones is, because they haven't given us even a chance to see what Mac Jones is, and there have been these little snippets that kind of do indicate that he could be that guy. I just don't know if they actually break it out here against the Bills. I like that's my question to you is, do you think this game is even that important to the Patriots?
I think it is, and for this reason, everyone still wants to control their. I mean, I'm about to go into one of those philosophics. We want to control your own destiny. Well, they do. They want to control the playoff slotting and the system because there's only one that gets the open week all you know in week one, and that's the number one team. If Kansas City somehow gets upset by Pittsburgh, that's still in play. Okay, so people don't want to just let this go right here, right now. Everyone wants that open week. Everyone wants the games in their home field. Everyone wants all of that. So I don't think that they're just saying, well, whatever happens, happens. That's just not how it works for either one of these teams. So I don't go there. But I love what you're talking about with Coach Belichick. That's how good he is. That he can Jedi mind trick us no matter what. And we can say, you know, anything could be possible with him. And he always has something. And I saw a great article this week with Carl Banks, who played for him with the Giants as a linebacker, who just said the beauty of him was that he could sell you on anything, but it wasn't that he could just be persuasive in what he was telling you. He gave you the why you were going to do it and what the vision was going to be on how it was going to unfold, and that's how you bought in. And I think that we've seen some of that with the team this year. So if you're talking about is he playing a mind trick with us with Mac Jones, none of us are going to just dismiss that out of hand. But I do think what we're seeing is much more real because I think Josh McDaniels had a spectacular year calling plays, and he's going to get that head coaching consideration again. I know he went to Indianapolis, came back, but there are a few places, and if you're Jacksonville and you're not checking out Josh McDaniels with that young quarterback you have, I think you're missing the boat a little bit too.
I knew that was coming, Charles. I don't know if we've covered this, but somehow I'm a Jaguars fan. So you bring up.
I caught it well, okay. And because I caught it well, don't think that was just a casual lob in. Okay, every now and then there's some certain things that are calculated in what I do.
You're a pro. That's why you're in the spot you are. Yeah. That's why you're CBS's color analyst for probably the Boxing Day game I'm most looking forward to. Bills at Patriots Sunday at 1. Charles, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Thank you for reminding me of a tremendous Maurice Jones-Drew game back in 2006.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for talking me into Josh McDaniels. You have a great holidays, man, and a great call on Sunday.
Hey, you guys do the same. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to go pump in some little Frank Sinatra. And followed up with Mariah Carey. We're going to play both sides on this one, okay?
Love it.
Perfect.
Happy holidays, right. Charles.
You guys, be good. Happy holidays, guys. Happy Boxing Day as well. Talk to you later.
See you, Charles.
So this is why Charles and Ailish get along so well, is that he leaves us on, I'm going to play both sides of this question that I teed up. So Ailish is playing both sides of Bills, Patriots. Charles Davis is playing both sides of Bing Bongsby and Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
like Bing Bongsby.
That's just your classic. Everyone, whenever anybody says, "Oh, someone's so nice," it's just they never pick a side. They just stay in the middle the entire time. Just ride down the middle. So I'm gonna force you to choose, Ailish, between your your beloved Patriots and your ex, the Bills. Yeah. So I keep thinking about this game. It's obviously, like, when I asked that question to Charles from a standing standpoint, obviously it's important for the Patriots, right? They've got everybody has three games left. And the Patriots, if they can win this one, then they have Jacksonville and Miami. Although I feel like New England always loses that Week 17 game to Miami. Even if they're trying to win it, they lose it. It's just that is the Bill Belichick bane of his existence is Week 17. He can't figure it out. He's either losing Wes Welker to an injury or he's losing to the Miami Dolphins. But either way, the Chiefs are 10-4, Patriots 9-5. Chiefs have Steelers, Bengals, and I can't remember who it is off the top of my head, Broncos to close their season. So they're going to be favored in all three of those games, obviously, but maybe they end up having a split or they end up losing one of those games. Patriots need to win out in order to catch the Chiefs, so they're obviously going to bring their best game in this one. However, the question I have for both of you is who has more to prove? Because the natural answer is the Bills because they lost the first matchup, but it was such a weird game that I feel as though there's actually a really strong case that Mac Jones has to prove he belongs in a game like this. So to you, is it about the Bills or is it about the Patriots in terms of that element of this?
It's the Bills for sure. Because, yeah, I know that that last game was a bit strange just because of how Bill Belichick called it. But the Bills did not adjust at all. They let it kind of just sit and stew in that game. They didn't adjust at all to the play calling, and they were embarrassed on home field. And I know it was a windy situation. It was cold, but both teams were playing at the same conditions, and they just got outcoached and embarrassed. And even after that game, remember the narratives like, oh, I don't think Bill Belichick deserves any extra credit. The players were snippy to the media. Like, it just was a really bad look in general. And that sat with me for about 2 or 3 weeks since that game. And then they go and they have that great comeback against the Bucks, but they don't seal the deal. And you know, they get a win since then. But I think that I've been circling this game on the calendar as the Bills need to prove that that was a farce, as Blake has used that word a few times today. I'm going to add it to my dictionary. But yeah, it's 100% on the Bills for me. I know there's a lot for Mac Jones to prove, but at the same time, I don't care because he's young and he's going to have that career in front of him. And I think that Bill Belichick is the one that kind of like is pulling the strings for Mac Jones. It's all Bills for me. And if not, I will not come back to the show. Thank you. Bye.
Well, please don't leave the show. Well, now I have to cheer for the Bills because we can't lose you on the show. We did two shows without you this week, and we need you, Ailish. Yeah. I'm with you, though, 100%. Like, Mac Jones is a rookie quarterback, and as good as a rookie quarterback can be, there's always going to be, in response to that pressure, the kind of plausible deniability of, well, I'm a rookie quarterback, and this is the second time a defense is seeing me, and my first real challenge like that. If I'm the Bills, this is year four of the Allen McDermott pairing. And it very much feels, after that hot start, like things are going maybe not backwards, but definitely plateauing. Like, obviously, you're not going to be 13-3 like you were last year. Weirdly, their point differential is way better this year. Because they've blown teams out and then lost to every good team they played. But yeah, if I'm the Bills, I don't have a real signature win so far this season. Like, the Chiefs one certainly looks a lot better now. But at the time, the Chiefs were still very much figuring things out. And since then, the Bills are 4-5 and don't have what you'd call like a high quality win in the mix there, I don't think. So if I'm the Bills, not only am I trying to prove that to a team like the Patriots and just prove it externally in general, I need some confidence heading into a potential playoff push. And the Bills have two layups the next 2 weeks with Atlanta and the Jets. Like, they could lose this game and still maybe sneak into the playoffs. I would think inside that room, they need a little assurance that they can beat good teams because they haven't done it.
Yeah, that's the right answer. You guys have the right answer. It is the Bills, and it is for that. For the Patriots, it really does feel like Mac Jones has something to prove, but Bill Belichick doesn't have anything to prove. That defense doesn't have anything to prove. That offensive line doesn't have anything to prove. That home field advantage doesn't have anything to prove. The rushing attack. The Patriots are a very complete football team with a winning pedigree and a lot of people that are responsible for that, from the coaching staff side of things anyways, have been around for a while. They have the infrastructure. They have the formula. They have the trust to the point where, like, I just threw out a conspiracy theory as to why their quarterback isn't even playing better is because it's actually a calculated plot. So, yes, do I believe Mac Jones has something to prove? Absolutely he does. But I still think that it matters more for Mac Jones to prove that come postseason time when they're playing in that meaningful game. Because to the Patriots, this regular season game, it matters from a standing standpoint. It matters from wanting to have the one seed standpoint. But from an overall Patriots franchise, they don't think about regular season games against the Buffalo Bills. It's beneath them. The Bills need this win. They don't have a good win. The Bills are the most fraudulent team in the NFL in terms of on paper. On paper, they go, we have an MVP candidate. Okay, let's see it in a meaningful game. Oh, on paper, we have DVOA's best defense. I just watched the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts, two good football teams, obliterate you on the ground because they knew that you were soft and that your defense sucks. That defense is just the most inflated against bad teams defense that I think I can ever remember in my entire life. It's historically a joke. In fact, I love DVOA. It's actually one of the stats I go to the most for gambling. And this year, that fact that they are there in DVOA actually hurts my belief in it, which sucks, which actually hurts because I've always been a DVOA guy. I used to have Mike Tenier on late night radio shows, Aaron Schatz. We would try to get the Football Outsiders Almanac for free, for God's sakes. This matters to the Bills in every regard. They need Josh Allen to look like a primetime quarterback in this game. They need Stephon Diggs to come up with big plays. They need to have a running game or at least some semblance of a different game plan other than, oh, Josh Allen just does everything and we hope and pray that he can get that done against Bill Belichick, who's a mastermind defensively. We hope our defense can show a little bit of toughness and not just act like crybabies at the podium. And we hope that our coach can avoid a meltdown and also have a cry fest. So there is zero part of this Bills team that's proven. Zero. Not one iota. So for them, this is a massive football game. Massive, massive football game.
I have one counter stat that, Ailish, maybe it'll restore some of your... It's not even a stat, really. Restore a little bit of your faith. And it's, I only bring it up because, A, we've been kind of hammering it the last few weeks. And, B, it was something that kind of set off alarm bells for us when the Patriots were at the Bills. The Bills, short road dogs.
Yeah,
which are hitting at that 60, just ooh, I like 60 it. Clip. Just
thank
saying
you for that. That helps. That helps me sleep at night.
Yeah, it does. A short road. I will admit, I actually like the Bills here from a gambling standpoint. This is a bit of a tease for our. Well, to me, again, it comes down to this is such an important game for the Bills, for the identity of their franchise.
But that's what we said last time.
But last time they got hit with whirlwind winds that allowed the Patriots to play exactly. But that's it. If I'm a Bills fan and Mac Jones is even in the same stratosphere as Josh Allen is right now, then that's real trouble. That's real trouble. This genuinely has to be the Josh Allen kicks the Patriots ass game. And you go, you know what? All the things that JD mentioned, the Patriots actually do have better. Offensive line, defensive line, running game, coaching staff, maybe not wide receivers, but on a whole, after Diggs, do we really love the pass catchers of the Bills? I don't know. It seems closer than you would like it to be. The big difference is supposed to be these two quarterbacks. And this is a league where the great quarterbacks win. The great quarterbacks win these games, and it doesn't matter who else is there. So, Josh Allen, go out there and prove that you're a great quarterback. Go whoop Bill Belichick's ass. Go put it on him. Go throw those 100-mile-per-hour dimes that you love to throw. Do those quarterback run plays where you look like one of the hardest guys to tackle in the NFL, where we can have those conversations again as to who is the more athletic quarterback, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, considering the strength of Josh Allen when he's running downhill. So this is a Josh Allen game, to me anyways. This is a go out there and prove that you are where we had you at the beginning of the season, Josh Allen. Not putting it on anybody else. This is on you. Yeah, it's a huge game. I love this game.
I'm so excited.
This is an incredible, incredible, incredible Boxing Day game. So cannot wait for it. Anything else on it, guys? Or do you want to take a break and you want to come back and draft time? Everybody loves draft time.
I was just going to say, it's such an incredible Boxing Day game. Yes. In fact, that it might be high on your draft board when you're thinking of holiday things to watch.
Yeah.
And you're doing you're drafting those things because... Yeah. Exclusive, we're not all hanging out, so apparently we can only watch one of them each. That's what we're gonna do next, I think. Oh, also, you guys still have to give your gifts away, so we're gonna do next.
9 o'clock, Ailish and I will give our gifts away.
Sweet. So next we're gonna get into holiday viewing draft. It's next on the Fan Morning Show, Sports at 590 The Fan.
This is the most Blake Christmas. This is him. I just picture.
No.
I'm not going to follow you on Twitter, Mom. Get out of my room.
Wow.
Good morning. It's the Fan Morning Show, Christmas edition. Sports at 590 The Fan. Blake Murphy, JD Bunkus, Ailish Forfar. Ailish, her face in response to that song, which is You'll Shoot Your Eye Out by Fall Out Boy, one of my favorite Christmas songs. It looks like she's smelling something very bad.
That's cringe.
Just like you can't play that and my Bing Bong Christmas and think it's at all on the same page.
Vic, well, I just want to say I choose Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas is My Song. I choose that. That is my choice.
Well, I have a response to both of you. First, JD, Vic solicited Christmas songs from us yesterday, and you didn't respond.
Didn't see.
So missed your opportunity. And Ailish, too. I didn't, like, we all sent Vic songs. I didn't know what you were playing. Like, it's not like we collaborated on a playlist here.
Where did Vic send this message over
just
email?
Just saying mine was better.
No, he sent it in the group chat. And then we all sent him Christmas songs separately, except for you.
I was too worried about texting you guys. I'm too excited for Ailish to watch Friday Night Lights. I'm genuinely thrilled. Do you know why? And this is a good Christmas theme. You know when you get a gift for somebody and you know they're gonna love it and you're just so excited for them to unwrap it and enjoy it and see it because you know you got the perfect gift. Ailish, we got you the perfect show. I know this is the perfect show. You're gonna love this show, and that's why I'm excited for you to watch it. And that is infecting me. Where I'm thinking about the same. So I was sending you guys all these messages about Friday Night Lights last night, which also went unresponded, which made me feel bad. So that hurts. That hurts my feelings when I send 35 text messages about Friday Night Lights and get no reply.
Well, I have never watched it, so what am I supposed to do? Yeah. Just thumbs up your message. So
I'm mostly talking
times.
To Blake. You know, follow me on Twitter, Blake.
Yeah, if you want responses to your messages, maybe respond to Vic's when Vic is trying to put together a Christmas show.
Yeah, Vic Schmick, you know, like, do the show, Vic. How about you pick the songs, all right? Whose aux cord was it supposed to be tomorrow? Ailish's?
It would have been mine. We're back around to me, but there's no Friday, so.
I feel like you're gaming the system now. It's back around to Blake already? I feel like we just did Blake.
Yeah, like, I feel like I haven't even done one.
Yeah, no, it's got, Ailish.
So this is
you did
week
one
12.
Other than classic rock one?
Yep.
This is week 12 of our show.
Yeah, Ailish did her classic rock one, and she did like teen angst pop punk Ailish.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot about teen angst. Yeah, Ailish doesn't like this song.
This is week 12. We've had the three of us have done two. Daniele's done two. Vic's done two. And Cuthbert did the extra one.
Cuthbert.
We don't have a Friday show this week, so that takes us to 12.
So it's Christmas.
Did you
socks.
Spill Ailish? What's going on over there?
Yeah, I spilt my coffee.
So
that's JD's gimmick. Gimmick infringement.
Yeah, that's true. I'm the one who doesn't know how to drink properly. Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if I have one of those, you know how smokers, some of them have the hole in their throat where they put the cigarette up to? Sometimes I wonder if I have that because I drool so much when I drink drinks. Like, I spill so often that I figure I have a hole in my throat. Like, something is wrong with me.
Oh, my God.
No, the real answer
is
that...
A lot is wrong with you, yes.
Yeah, the real answer is that you don't stop talking even to try to take a drink. Like, you're trying to sneak sips in, like, mid-rant. So it's just dribbling out your bottom lip as the spittle flying everywhere as you're yelling about not one iota of bills or whatever.
Yeah,
that
one
was.
Iota. Hey, it was a good use of iota. So let's get into our holiday Christmas draft of what we're watching. I'm terrified that you guys are going to – I'm just going to put this on the table. I went last time, which means I feel as though I have a strong case to go first. I'm very nervous about the first overall. The first overall pick is really hard because this is a loaded draft, right? This is such a loaded draft that I actually almost feel like the advantage is the person that gets to go third in this one because it's a very top-heavy draft. So I would actually like to recuse myself pick. I don't get to choose.
No, we established this yesterday in the chat. I don't know where you were in the chat yesterday, but we established yesterday that you had the number one pick. I've prepared for the number two pick.
Okay.
Assuming...
I prepared for the number three and four picks.
Okay.
Yeah. Too bad, right.
And I'm not willing to surrender an asset to move up in the draft. So. Same.
Listen, this is a draft that I came prepared for. I came prepared for this possibility. And so with the first overall selection, the JD Bunkus draft board selects NBA Christmas games. I'm sorry. I have to do it. It's just it's my family's biggest tradition. We all love basketball in this house. My mom was a basketball player. She's a coach. My brother and I have a tradition of betting the unders on Christmas Day early games. That is one of my favorite bets of the year. Always bet the under on the afternoon game. This year, it's like Atlanta Hawks and New York Knicks, which is terrifying because they're not going to play any defense.
There's also going to be like seven NBA players combined playing in that game.
But NBA Christmas games, once you finish your Christmas dinner and walking down to that 8 o'clock game, which is always one of the games of the year, is, I would say that's Christmas to me. You know, that's Christmas. So I know this is only a one day of viewing, but it's tip to tail. I get noon until basically after midnight. It's gambling all day long. It's chase betting. It's everything. It's indulging. It's a couple of drinks too many as you gamble and watch NBA. It's the best. It's hot takes. It's basically you get NBA playoff games in the middle of the year because the other teams care about showing out these ones too. So the first overall selection, I will take NBA Christmas games, knowing
great
that
choice.
They will never come around to me and that it is
no,
it just
won't.
It is what it is.
Yeah, this is right. Why, like, I prepared for the draft entirely on the basis that I will not have the Christmas Day games. So I knew that this was going number one. It's the right pick. We've got Beth Mowins on later to talk about, to talk about all the games, but she's on the call for Mavericks Jazz, which is the can I fight to stay awake enough to see if my Christmas Day parlay hits.
Hey, Beth, bad news. Halftime.
Yeah, that's the right number one pick, man. That's that's it. That's so I'm
okay. You're
at the number two pick. I'm gonna go also with a family tradition. A family tradition, though. That's
don't
been,
you dare.
It's I don't know what you're
wow.
about yet.
Oh, Ailish's draft party is a threatening draft party. That's how she thinks this operates. Blake, please continue
let's
with
say
your
this. You
want to
trade up for
security?
You want to trade up for the number two pick?
Go.
Okay.
Oh, actually, that's interesting trades. But yeah,
stop
that's...
cutting me off then. So this has been less of a Christmas tradition since my dad moved back to Newfoundland. But my parents are separated and have been for a long time. So the setup was always stepdads on Christmas Eve, my mom's on Christmas Day with my brothers and stuff like that, and then my dad's on Boxing Day. And that Boxing Day was always built around Canada's World Junior opener, whatever time of day it was. Yeah. I'm taking the World Juniors.
Yeah, it's another.
That's
again,
garbage.
It's a great pick. I will say I thought the way you were going with this, as someone who is also from a broken home, that you were just going to choose Netflix on your phone because you're traveling the whole time. Podcasts. That's my Christmas. Yes, you have to. That's the worst thing about it. It's not even that when you were a kid, you made the joke of, oh, you get two Christmases or whatever. What they never tell you is you get to drive. You get to drive around a lot in the cold, in the icy roads. But anyways, I'm glad that you're safe and I'm glad that you made such a good pick. World Juniors is... especially this year too. I feel like if we're doing it for this year and we're going to talk to cause, this is you have to watch Team Canada this year. All right. Ailish, you're on the clock.
No, I don't have anything left.
Oh,
that's it. You don't want to watch anything on the holidays other than the World Juniors.
I mean, obviously that has been my tradition as a hockey player. My whole life was to watch the World Juniors on Boxing Day. So you took it from me, Blake.
You're not allowed.
Well, you
hey,
got the first
what?
Pick. You got the first pick in the cabin draft. So
yeah, well, screw the cabins.
Oh, yeah. And what'd you take? Reading? It was something lame. So
enjoy your board game while I watch the World Juniors.
Yeah, enjoy your board game with the weird guys that won in your cabins as you read.
So I get to go back to back.
Yeah, you get back-to-back movies, TV shows, sports, whatever you want. Your favorite thing to watch during the holidays.
I'm going to say I always watch It's a Wonderful Life with my family. So
okay. Wow. Okay.
I'm taking an off the sports beat there.
Oh
trying to
God.
Keep
this
it a little bit Christmassy.
This draft is our Ailish. Not even the Simps can support you now. This is because most people that watch It's a Wonderful Life don't even have Twitter or don't know how to use it. So, you know, like
and then
you have
I'm
chosen...
gonna go Bills Patriots.
Wait,
because I know
you,
I
well,
can
you
get
can
that
just
one.
Take the you can just
NFL
take the,
Christmas.
Yeah. NFL
oh,
Sunday,
okay.
Christmas Sunday.
Yeah.
Like you can NFL take the well, like then, I took the World Juniors. JD took a whole day of NBA. So you can just say
well,
whatever
NFL
the Sunday is.
Christmas Sunday.
Okay, NFL great. Christmas games. Okay, done.
Yeah.
NFL
that's a good pick.
Christmas slate. That is a good pick. It makes up
it's,
for
it's also,
a wonderful life.
You can also like we can expand this like so this year, for example, there's two games on Christmas Day and then you get the full Sunday slate. So you get
so why
two
can't
days
I take
it, kind of.
All Christmas movies then?
No, no,
if
because
I can take
Christmas
all football games.
Well, no, all football games is just a week though. All Christmas movies, like there's just it's easier to do the specificness of the Christmas movies, right?
All right.
Listen, we all have some Christmas movies on this list. So Blake, it comes back to you, and then old JD gets two picks in a row. He's hungry after It's a Wonderful Life came off the board, and our room went nuts. Our draft room is going crazy over that pick. We didn't even have it on the board. We didn't even this is like when the Sacramento Kings draft basically. basically. You're like, yes, the Sacramento Kings are ahead of us. They took Marvin Bagley Jr. All right, Blake, what do you got for me?
So I'm wondering how specific I have to get in terms of like Christmas episodes of non-Christmas shows, like the Christmas special.
No, you get
episodes.
A whole show. You can have a whole show. You can have – but you get specific television show, specific movie. Those are the
things.
Yeah.
So this is tough because my brothers and I, like the Christmas Eve portion, because my mom's at my stepdad's, we usually just watch junk TV. And usually we watch a pair of Christmas specials.
Nope.
And one
nope,
– I know.
Only one
I'm,
of them.
I know. I'm just – teeing it up. So one of them is the Boondocks, which is a tremendous cartoon, and they have a Christmas episode. But I'm going to take here. Shoot, if I can only take one. Okay, I'm gonna punt this pick, I think, because it's so. I'm gonna stick with the tradition instead of what the absolute best thing is, because me and my brother also do this every Christmas morning, or not Christmas morning, but like. As a break in between NBA games or where it fits in. There's a new season of Letterkenny every Christmas. And I know it's not everyone's cup of tea and it's not the best thing, but my brother and I do it every Christmas day.
Oh my God.
I know.
I need you guys to know that this draft is going to be so dominated by me. I'm running to the draft board. I can choose my two selections immediately. My selections are College Bowl Games and Trailer Park Boys Marathon. Trailer Park Boys runs all Christmas. It's basically the Canadian show Letterkenny. No offense to Letterkenny. Even those guys are offended that you would watch their show over Trailer Park Boys. Trailer Park Boys runs multiple Christmas specials.
Yeah. Does it?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, I'm not aware of this, so.
Trailer Park Boys Marathon on Christmas is basically what every cable network runs if you have cable. All they do here is run Trailer Park Boys and Christmas movies. It's just everywhere. So this is a streaming versus still having cable discussion of if you still have cable in your family's home, then you probably watch Trailer Park Boys. If you're just a streaming family, maybe you're more on Letterkenny.
Yeah,
but yes.
So this is weird for me because like Trailer Park Boys to me is not a Christmas thing at all. It's an anytime thing. Whereas because they drop on Christmas Day every time, Letterkenny feels like a little bit more Christmassy to me because it's something I do with my brother every year.
Do you know why they do that? Because they're drafting off of Trailer Park Boys.
Huh,
that is
I didn't know that.
Yeah, drafting off of Trailer Park Boys Christmas Marathons. So I will choose Trailer Park Boys Christmas Marathons and College Football Bowl Games to bring my list to NBA Games, Trailer Park Boys Marathon, College Football Bowl Games. I get to just pick a movie last when it comes back around. Oh, are we only doing three or are we doing four? I think we have room for four today if you want to do four.
Yeah, it depends how quickly we get through these next couple picks.
Okay. I mean, Ailish, you need some more stuff to watch because you're going to watch It's a Wonderful Life once and then be like, okay, now I got to wait.
No, don't worry. I got
week.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, so Blake, it's back around to you. Are you going to take Boondocks now and just completely sewer your draft or what?
No, because it's not going to – I'm going to get that as an undrafted free agent. I'll get that in the Always Sunny Christmas That in the Always Sunny Christmas as undrafted free agents. I kind of want to take something here just to screw Ailish because I think it's on Ailish's board next.
Oh, that's fun. I like
you
that.
Already
I'm,
did
I'm
with
a big fan.
World Juniors.
Yes. Continue. Continue the streak. Let's do it.
Should I?
Of course. What are you talking? Buddy, that's how drafting works. Now you can get Ailish to end up trading you all of her picks for just one World Juniors, you know, or something along those lines, or what for this pick.
All right.
Who knows?
I'm
we'll
gonna
see how well you know me.
All right. All of the Christmas episodes from The Office.
Oh,
that's a lot of episodes.
Unfazed. She's unfazed. Okay.
She's
unfazed.
I'm just going to put you down as the Office Marathon for Blake. That's it. But you know what? I like that pick because that's just – here's the thing. I mentioned to you guys before the show that when I was looking for something with my family, we spent some time trying to find a movie, trying to find a show. And you know what ended up happening? We just ended up watching Parks and Rec. Because you throw it on and it's easy and it's fun and it's one of those shows where it doesn't matter how many times you watch it, everybody loves it. And The Office to me is the ultimate show in that regard, where everybody's seen it. It bridges all age gaps and there's so many episodes that even when you have watched it multiple times, like Ailish and I have, you still love catching up with the odd random episode, and it feels like you're watching it only for the second time, even though you've watched probably like it 82 times. It's so good. I love
considering
that show.
I watch The Office every day, that doesn't matter to me to put it in yes. my holiday draft. Oh, that's why it didn't phase me, because I'm already going to be watching it. But I'm also thinking, like, this is at home with my family, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're
yeah.
at a
yeah.
family event.
Yeah, you have family.
We're sitting there
yeah.
in front
but,
of the we're sitting
there
in front
like
of the
eight
TV.
Or nine Christmas episodes. Right, so
still, there's one for every season. Yes,
but I'm just putting you down as Office Marathon.
Yeah.
Like you don't
yeah,
even
yeah,
have to
fine.
Watch the Christmas ones.
So
right,
we
Ailish.
Have some. Sorry, before Ailish goes, we have some commentary from Denise and Drumbo.
Okay,
please cool. do not tell Jeff, who is my stepdad, about oh. the Trailer Park Boys Marathon.
Oh my God, I was just gonna say though that I thought your mom for a second thought my name was Jeff after all these episodes, and I honestly
no.
almost shut the show down. I was like, all right, let's break down the studio. This is done now. Denise from Jumbo thinks my name is Jeff. No, sorry, Jeff. Sorry, Denise. You're spending some Christmas time watching some Trailer Park Boys marathons. They're everywhere. All right, Ailish, you get back-to-back picks. Let's go.
Fresh snow falling.
What?
you're just watching fresh snow falling?
Yes, just oh. think about how beautiful you're inside okay. in front of the fire.
Wow.
It's a fresh snow.
I was
going to
say, are you
look outside.
Is your next pick going to be the Yule Log channel?
Yeah, I know. Fresh snow falling. Okay, this draft yep. is a disaster. You need a fourth pick, and you need your fourth pick to be good. Like, oh my God.
You know what? It's whatever I want, right?
Yeah,
you can't,
for sure.
You can't
yeah.
just, it's what
yeah,
I want.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, is that you are supposed to make it somewhat relatable, guys.
It is. Like, somebody yeah. out there okay. is going to be all like, right. I love watching fresh snow falling.
All right.
I don't like to watch the Trailer Park Boys or okay. Letterkenny. I like to all have right. a wholesome Christmas where I watch It's a Wonderful Life with my family. The snow's falling. It's just a beautiful
yeah.
time.
Oh, honestly,
not all of
Ailish,
us are degens, okay?
Ailish, yours, mine is totally degenerate. It's NBA Christmas games, college football, mm-hmm. Trailer Park Boys. It could not be more of a degen list. Yours is genuinely Ailish with a hot cup of cocoa,
yeah.
watching It's a Wonderful Life with snow falling, and she picked the NFL Christmas slate, which is mostly on Boxing Day, so it's not even interrupting the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
mm-hmm.
a very, very wholesome list. How are you going to close it out? Because I think we should all do four, because there's so many things on
Elf.
The board. Elf, good choice. See, finally. That's like, finally we get something where the public is going to come with you. Ailish, that pick is actually going to win you some simps. Some simps
yeah,
are going to come
so.
Into the Ailish tent just over the Elf pick. I like it.
Yep.
I think it's a quality Christmas movie. I think it's actually a properly rated Christmas movie where it belongs on the top tier. Blake.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. I don't like Elf.
Yeah, I know. You...
I'm not a big
Scrooge.
I like dry Will Ferrell. I don't really like the over the top Will Ferrell. So take it. So one thing that I was thinking about here, and there's not obviously I have wrestling brain. There's not a wrestling tradition at all, but no. I kind of think that Ailish's dad might want to hang with me and watch some old school wrestling tapes over the holidays. But I'm not going to use the pick there.
Tapes.
Ailish's
okay.
dad, we recently found out, has wrestling brain.
Well, I think about watching old wrestling tapes, though, on the day of either the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania as you're getting ready to watch that events more than I do Christmas, but that's just me personally.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's mostly I'm trying to – my mom's going to your cabin, JD. Jeff wants to watch Trailer Park Boys. I'm just trying
What's
to get
up,
someone
Jeff?
Else's parent on my side.
Bring chips. Bring chips.
At some point.
So what's your 11th pick, Blake?
Yeah. So with the 11th pick, I need a Christmas movie in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
so
do.
So my personal favorite is Jingle All the Way, but I can get that as an undrafted free agent. I got to go with Christmas Vacation.
Okay. I will also close
nice.
Out these are my final picks. I actually had home movies listed, and I would choose home movies, but I'm trying to win this. Well, because Christmas is the only time that you watch home movies with your family, where it's acceptable for your mom to put, your mom makes, or at least in my house, my mom goes, please, can we watch this whole movie of when you guys were babies? And everyone in the house goes like groans and no, I don't want to watch it. I don't want to see me as a baby. But then your mom puts it on or your dad puts it on. And then your whole family kind of comes together and goes, oh, that's actually pretty cute. I'm glad that we're watching this. It's like the every family goes through that. So home movies are very high. But for the sake of the list and because I really want to dominate this thing, I have to choose between Die Hard and Home Alone. And I feel like I don't want to get into the is the Die Hard a Christmas movie debate because it's the worst debate of all time. It's actually the corniest, most overplayed thing that I can think of. I cannot believe that people are still doing it. Like, our prime minister tweeted it. Like, that we're in the middle of a damn pandemic, and this guy's like, and Die Hard is a Christmas movie. God! Home Alone. I'm choosing Home Alone. It's just so good. Kevin McAllister, sign me up. I will take Home Alone as my final pick. So
Roy sipping on the Pepsi.
Yes,
with the
that's
plastic
right.
Sheets.
You know what? I have never seen the Home Alone movie now with Roman Roy in it, and it's going to be so fun. And now I want to watch it even more. So that closes out the draft. I'm sure Ailish is already working on a post. She looks like she's like
clicking
and clacking away.
Yep.
When she said 11th pick, I was thinking she's already got it lined up.
Yeah,
so
it's already
make sure
done.
Make sure you follow us on our socials. We want you to vote. We want you to weigh in what we missed, what we didn't. And we also want you to text in. So text 590-590 with your favorite viewing, your favorite holiday viewing, your favorite holiday viewing traditions. Let us know. We're going to take a break and come back and expand on Blake's number one pick, the World Juniors, with Sam Cosentino. Next, the Fan Morning Show. JD Bunkus, Blake Murphy, Ailish Forfar, Sports F59 of the Fan.
Shut up!